Hi, Senator Johnson and Representative Kumiga and other distinguished committee members. My name is Taryn Hallweaver, and I'm the campaign director for Environment Maine, which is a citizen-based environmental advocacy organization. We have more than 18,000 members and supporters, and I very much appreciate the opportunity to speak here today on behalf of our members and supporters. As Becky mentioned, there's enormous public support for moving forward on this critical issue. Nothing is more iconic, important, or interwoven into Maine's past and present and future than our coast. Everybody in this room knows that. I don't need to tell you that. Maine is more dependent on its marine resources than any other state in the Northeast, and in particular, of course, we depend on our shellfish industry. From the thousands of livelihoods that lobstering and clamming supports and has supported for generations of Mainers, to the working waterfronts that have long shaped our coastal towns and cities and communities, to its enormous contribution to our tourism and local food economies. This is an industry that we simply cannot afford to lose. And I'll add on a personal note that growing up and eating steamers that my grandpa dug was very much a part of growing up in Maine, and I can't personally imagine the alternative. But ocean acidification, caused primarily by excess carbon in the atmosphere from climate change, and also, as many have mentioned today, from nutrient runoff, threatens all of this. And many scientists have already come up and spoke before you today, so I'll simply reiterate now that the changes that we're seeing are very real, and the consequences are very real, and that the need for action is very real. We know that on the West Coast, oyster hatcheries have already experienced seasonal production losses of 60% to 80% due to acidification, and initial studies have demonstrated that juvenile lobsters will develop thicker shells and stunted growth. We know that ocean acidification is already harming marine organisms and the people that depend on them, and it's harming our state because we depend on those people. We must take action now, but first we must better understand the consequences, and that's exactly what LD 1602 does. Help us understand the threat and the consequences so that we can take action on what is within our control. It's a responsible, low-cost approach to a major environmental crisis that will allow coastal Maine communities to prepare before it's too late, and I urge you on behalf of our members and supporters to vote ought to pass. Thank you very much.
Any questions? Yeah, thank you for your testimony.